This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Will the building boom continue in Seattle in the new year? How about growth at Amazon and Boeing? Will the proposed partnership between the Port of Tacoma and the Port of Seattle yield results in this year? Joining us with a look at the year ahead, John Talton, who writes about the economy for the Seattle Times. He wrote the cover story for the Seattle Times Pacific magazine this week that asked, with Seattle tearing into the future, can we keep it real? Welcome back, John.
Hey, Ross, I'm glad to be here.
Well, no one knows the future, but is it a good bet that 2015 will be another year of Seattle tearing into the future?
Well, all the experts think so, and that may mean head for the bomb shelter. But on the other hand, the stars are aligned, and this boom, like very few seen in anybody's lifetime, is likely to continue.
At least part of keeping it real is the idea of ensuring that Seattle remains affordable for all its citizens. Are there any signs that the rising price of housing is going to be contained in this coming year?
Well, housing prices have leveled off, but the problem with technology boom towns is that they tend to not be very affordable. And this is more of an American problem. It's not so much housing affordability. It's more about the jobs in the middle and the jobs at the bottom not paying enough. And this has gone on for 40 years.
And we've got this big split in many cases between highly paid Amazon executives, for example, and those who are serving them their coffee.
Right. And writing columns.
I'm talking to John Talton, economics columnist for the Seattle Times. How about Amazon in 2015? It's making a big change in the landscape of South Lake Union. Will Jeff Bezos be able to keep up this pace?
Well, that's the multi-billion dollar question for Seattle. Amazon has been the driver of the boom in the city of Seattle. Not the only one, but the biggest one. Wall Street wants more of Amazon's money in terms of profits. Amazon makes a ton in revenue. They just keep spending on infrastructure. And so that's going to be one of the key questions this year, and nobody really knows the answer. Would a major Amazon slowdown or Amazon being hooked up with some activist shareholder who demands changes slow us down? Absolutely. Is it likely to happen anytime soon? Probably not. Wall Street, enough of the investors still believe Jeff Bezos' dream, but it's a tricky thing. It's probably the trickiest thing we're going to face this year.
To be continued. We'll keep our eyes on that. Now, Boeing's isn't the 300-pound gorilla it used to be in our economy, but it's at least 200-pound gorilla. What's the outlook for their business and impact on Western Washington?
Oh, it's a 299-pound gorilla still. We have 80,000 employees for Boeing. There are hardly any manufacturing centers like that in America left. And so Boeing still wields a tremendous power here. They have orders going into the late 20-teens at least. There's going to be a lot of work done here. There will probably be some more jobs moved out of here, but they still have the biggest cluster of aerospace in the world here and here and in France. The labor issues seem to have been settled. But there's always kind of this Boeing wild pitch that comes along every year, and it may come along this year, too.
With great fanfare, the ports of Seattle and Tacoma announced they're going to be working in partnership instead of trying to beat each other up. Will we see any fruits of that partnership in the coming year?
We better. We're supposed to see it in the early part of the year, say February, where they'd lay out the details of how the Seaport Alliance between the two will work. It'll especially be focused on container traffic. You've got two of the best deepwater ports in the world here. Time is not on our side. Next year, the wider Panama Canal opens, and a lot of container ships can go direct to the East Coast. And those East Coast ports are getting ready.
Well, we've talked about some of our area's legacy businesses, but what about the newer ones, the new economy jobs like tech startups and biotech? In biotech, there was a pretty big setback over the past year. What's the outlook for 2015 in those areas?
We're still a hotbed of startups. One thing that we have going for us is that we have a lot of brains, and we're on the West Coast, and we're close to Asia. But we're not as expensive as the Bay Area, so we actually draw talent and venture capital that might otherwise go to the Bay Area. People who say Seattle's not affordable, well, it's all relative. So that is likely to continue with one big question, and that is how the Fed exits its extraordinary measures that it used to goose the economy and save it from a Great Depression. The Fed may raise interest rates by the middle of the year if the economy keeps growing, but most recessions in the 20th century, where I'm from, were caused by the Federal Reserve tightening too fast. And so Chair Janet Yellen is going to have to play a very careful game here.
That's John Talton, economics columnist for the Seattle Times. You can also read his blog, Rogue Columnist. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.